Breakfast with Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Have you seen a spider crawling around in your house or on your face? Would you know what the spider was? Well, rest assured I wouldn't, but don't worry. As is so often the case, there's an app for that. Murray Scarce is the co-founder of Critterpedia, who are behind this rather ingenious app that might just help us, well, maybe save some lives or at least start some discussions. Good morning, Murray.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
Pretty good. How's this app compared to the COVID Safe app? Is it fully functional?
It's not quite fully functional yet. Still got a few things to add on and a bit of testing to do. We want to make sure it's up to scratch and everything's pretty kosher. So probably 2021 before
people
can actually use it.
Fairly long lead, but I love the idea. Take us through what the app's all about.
It's an Australian Wildlife Awareness, Safety and Education Hub. So functionality-wise, it's got a feature where users can identify a snake or spider simply by taking a photo from their smartphone. It'll be like an encyclopedia, basically, and the results will be instant and available in your hand. So
literally, if I see a spider, I've got no idea what it is, I don't need to do any more than take a photo, and then this will be able to tell me what species it is or how specific can it get?
There's a bit of subtle differences between species that makes it hard. So sometimes the differences are just too minuscule. So in cases like that, the AI will only be able to identify the genus or a family level, but that'll be well and truly enough to determine whether it's dangerous or safe or what it is.
How long has this been in the making, this app?
The original concept came up in about 2014, and I've got to give credit to my mother-in-law for that one. She was out from the UK and asking questions about every creature that she sort of came across. So we just couldn't find the answers. So we were trolling the internet and things like that. There's pages now that allow for that information to be told, but back then there was really nothing around, so... My wife and I just thought to each other, how good would it be if you could just take a photo and it would tell you what the creature is.
And is it just based on visual recognition, or do you use any other inputs as well to help get the info?
There are some other inputs, just sort of physical inputs that come through the phone, shutter speed, and taking out the background and things like that, so making the photo more available for recognition.
Murray, do you see this app as primarily being a safety and life-saving device or more of a, spider lover's curiosity assistance tool?
Well, both, actually. And I think initially we're focusing on snakes and spiders, but eventually it'll come down to being all animals if we can. But obviously the training and trying to get that AI algorithm correct takes a lot of effort. So to be able to concentrate on snakes and spiders... Well, initially, is quite a go.
I'll return you to your AI app development. Murray Scarce, thanks so much. Looking forward to seeing where this goes.
Thanks, Sammy.
Cheers. Murray Scarce, they're co-founder of Critterpedia.